Hey, it's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn. On the Glenn Beck program today, we talked about Brian Laundrie update. Was his body found? We're not positive yet, but it looks like it. So that might answer some questions that we had on that situation.
Or they might be on the hunt for something else.
Maybe. We'll see. The Netflix protest, Dave Chappelle fan was... There was one in this big crowd of protesters at Netflix, and they had to silence him.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It was too much for the man.
It's really unbelievable. We get into some founder's phobia and the fact that breadlines are good, so look forward to them. Those things and much more coming up for you on the podcast today.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program, joined by Jeffy. Maybe the most discussed story of the year.
Boy, no kidding.
So, if it's not, you know, COVID-19, is the situation with Gabby Petito, who was killed, and where was her fiance, Brian Laundrie, who's been missing, what, for a month?
Yeah.
A little more than a month?
He's been a person of interest.
Everybody's pretty sure he's a little more than a person of interest, right? But, I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
And although, if this is him, I mean, the same person who killed Gabby could have killed him.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. Followed him from Wyoming, right, where she was killed.
All the way to the
Myakahatchee
Creek Park.
The swamplands of Florida.
Yes.
And then killed him. Okay.
It's possible.
It's possible. Not likely, but possible.
If I'm the attorney, that's what I'm pushing, I'll tell you that.
You know what else is possible is he killed her, and then he couldn't face the consequences and killed himself.
Definitely. That's very probable.
That's kind of what I thought would be the outcome of this from the beginning. But they did find human remains, and they do think it's him, right?
Yeah, it was. He'd been in the water for quite a while, so I don't know. I mean, because he hasn't been dead long enough to not be able to see who it is, right? I mean, I don't know. So, but I mean, if he was in the water for all this time, and if he's in the water for this time, I mean, things tend to happen that aren't good.
There's alligators.
Yeah, there are gators
in Florida. So, yeah, that can't be pretty.
No, it cannot. No, it cannot. So, it is probably him.
So, it may be the resolution to this thing.
Yes.
And then I guess people want to know what the parents had to do with it. Did they help him get away into the park? I don't know.
I mean,
who knows?
Right. And this will be the resolution, though, right? Because you're never going to know for sure.
Right.
You just have to, now we're saying, okay, well, he's dead now, so that's the resolution.
Yeah.
Right? This is his
admission. That would be my assumption.
This is his admission.
And maybe it's essentially, it's his confession.
Right.
Yeah. And so, that'd be the end of it, right? Yeah, be the end of it.
Unless you do actually believe that the same person killed Gabby and him.
Then you got to find that person
out,
too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
The hunt for the actual murderer.
It's just like OJ on those golf courses looking for the real killer of Nicole.
That's correct.
All these years. When's he going to find him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Has he ever been at the same golf course at the same time? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
As far as I know, he's still looking.
Oh, he's absolutely still looking. Yeah. He's searching golf courses all over the country for that killer. And one day I'm convinced he will find him.
So, he will too.
Yeah. So we'll see. But we'll keep an eye on both of those stories. Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's been amazing, though, how many people have followed this story. And, you know, some of the sleuths on the internet that have sort of tried to figure out that Gabby
was... The timeline, where they were, what happened.
And that she was sending certain signals to her parents because... one of her last messages, she talked about her grandfather, and she never called her grandfather Stan, but she called him Stan in this message several times. So because she never called him Stan, some people on the internet figured out that was a secret message that meant send the authorities now. Now, if her parents can't figure that out.
Right, thank you.
What kind of boneheads are they?
Are you?
Idiots. How did you not figure that out?
I mean, she's lucky that grandpa was named Stan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise.
Because it meant send the authorities now.
Because
if his name was Bob,
right?
What kind of message would that be?
I don't know. I could think of something, but I don't know that I want to say it out loud. And then they had the guy that they thought was him. They busted in on he and his girlfriend at the hotel, broke down the door. They thought he was Brian Landry staying at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Someone at the hotel reported him saying he's staying at our hotel,
and it wasn't him.
No, it was not him.
No.
They busted down the door. Then they realized, oh, hey, this is not him. So, I mean, the hotel was kind enough to say, hey, sorry, we'll give you a free night and a free breakfast. Okay.
Is that what they really did?
Yeah, we'll give you a free night and a free breakfast. I think I would have asked for a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
me
that
too.
Would have been just me.
Free night and free breakfast. If that's not enough for you.
Tough.
Yeah.
That's what we're giving you.
Too picky because... That's a pretty sweet deal.
Right.
All right. 888-900-3393. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Netflix protesters accosted a single supporter of Dave Chappelle. Did you see this?
I did. You read about this?
You read about that? You see this in the paper today? You see that, Kevin? Did you read about it? You see it in the paper?
That's crazy, Jay.
So here they are at this protest. One guy holding a sign, and the crowd is going crazy on this guy.
Yeah.
So his sign says, "We like Dave."
Oh, and now we're just going to rip it out of his hands.
And now some douchebag just rips it out of his hands and breaks it. Stomps on it. And now he just has a pole that used to hold a sign. And now they're going to call that a weapon.
He's got
unreal.
A weapon.
He's got a weapon. Shut up.
He's got a weapon.
And then they get right up in his face.
Oh, yeah.
This woman is in his face. You know, and she's wearing a mask. I would just be breathing in her face like crazy. You like that, Puddin'? You like that?
She may identify as Puddin', but I don't know that she identifies as a woman.
I don't care. I don't care how she identifies. That wouldn't matter to me. Get out of my personal space is all I'd want. Look at that. Look at the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
The fascism involved here. They can't stand that somebody has a differing point of view.
I know.
And they are not about to let him be heard. Look at, they're crazy. They're insane.
Oh, yeah, the one, I don't know what that person identifies as, was just out of her mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So angry. I mean, that guy is lucky to be alive. You just don't know what those animals are going to do.
I know.
When they turn on you like that.
Did you see the letter that they wrote, though, to Netflix with their list of demands and
yes, I have
what
that
they
here
wanted?
Somewhere.
It was it was interesting that one of the top demand was create a new fund, a fund to specifically develop trans and non-binary talent.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So I'm going to develop content on Netflix for 0.4% of the U.S. population.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me to do?
Yes.
Okay. 0.4% that's what I'm going to develop content
now
for.
Now, this fund.
All right. Those will be huge hits.
Exist in addition to the existing Creative Equity Fund.
Yeah. It doesn't replace that.
No.
It's in addition to that. In fact, I want you to create as much trans content as you create transphobic content.
Thank you. Including marketing and promotion.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Don't just think you're going to create it and then not talk about it.
Right. Then, of course, let's not forget they want them to recruit trans people, especially BIPOC trans people.
Yes.
Isn't it weird that the, I guess it's Black Lives Matter and LGBTQIA2 plus communities have essentially merged. They have almost, I mean, if you look at the Black Lives Matter website, it's all about LGBTQ issues and trans issues. Almost much or more than black issues.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They've fascinating.
They've overtaken it all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, recruit trans people, especially BIPOC, for leadership roles in Netflix and promote an inclusive environment for them. So, allow employees to remove themselves from previous company promotional content.
I mean, I guess that's okay. If you were in some kind of promo that now you're not happy with, that's fine. I love working for Netflix, and now you don't.
Yeah, then all you can remove yourself. Yeah, go ahead. Eliminate references and imagery of transphobic titles or talent inside the workplace, including but not limited to murals, posters, room names, swag. How many room names are there at Netflix that are transphobic?
I'm guessing. Now this is just
how many
I don't
murals
know.
Have they devoted to being afraid of transgendered people? Get out of here.
The walls are covered.
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 With anti-trans murals at Netflix. Every hallway you walk down.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't even walk in that building without seeing the anti-trans.
Honestly, I don't know how they work there.
I don't either.
Because you know the walls are covered.
Stupid. It's so ridiculous.
It's really amazing. And I know that I love the, we need to suggest a trans-affirming content alongside and after content flagged as anti-trans. I do watch Netflix, and I find it hard to... not see anti-trans promotion on,
really?
On Netflix
there
shows.
There's a lot of anti-trans,
there's anti-trans
stuff.
Shows. Yeah. They have a whole section that covers, you know, watch this now.
When I had Netflix, anti-trans. Which I don't anymore, but when I did, I kind of noticed the opposite of that. I noticed that just about every show on Netflix features LGBTQIA2+, trans.
BIPOC.
I mean, all of it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Whole sections of it.
Yes.
Every show has somebody in it with a trans message.
Yes. I mean, they definitely. I mean,
they've gone way out of their way to create content.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
come on.
What's his face? The head of Netflix even went out and said, you know, when I made his statement about Dave Chappelle and we're gonna keep it and it doesn't matter. We don't care. And now he's even backed off of that.
Yeah,
saying that, yeah, I screwed up the internal communication there. I feel I should have made sure to recognize that a group of our employees was hurting very badly. Okay, Ted.
Yeah.
Take it easy, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same guy that allows the murals on the walls of the of the transphobic murals.
Right. So he's deep into transphobia. Deep into it.
Right.
And he made the mistake of saying... Well, the David Chappelle show is too popular to take it down. And then they jumped all over.
Right.
So, because you can't say that. You can't say it's on there because people like it.
I mean.
You can't say that. How dare you say people like it? What? You mean everybody doesn't agree with us that it's offensive and nasty?
Right.
Oh, man, it's agonizing.
Now, they did get, you know, they did have the one employee that... gave out the information of how much Chappelle made and some of the contractual information. They gave that employee the boot. They said, no, you can't be giving out internal information.
How much was it?
That was like $20 million, $21
million. For
that
particular special?
Yeah.
He made $20 million on the special?
I think it was something like that.
Nice. Wow.
I mean,
the guy's just flat out funny, though. He's just flat out funny.
I don't know if he can get by on the $20 million.
Probably be
I don't
hard
know what his
for
bills
him.
Are.
Well, he's got a family. You know, he's got a family to feed. That's not just him.
That's right.
All right. 888-900-3393. More coming up in 1 minute.
Oh, I'm supposed to do the big live today, too. NMLS 182334, www.consumeraccess.org.
Wow, nicely done.
How about that?
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Mortgage rates are still so incredibly low right now, and that means it's still a reasonable time for a loan if that's what you need. Now, I've said this before, so has Glenn, and I'll say it again, and I'm sure he will, too. You need to be financially responsible, but you also need to understand the difference that a better percentage rate can make in your life. Whether it's something like a mortgage refinance or a consolidation loan, so you can get out from underneath things like credit card debt. I mean, you have to approach everything carefully. But that's where American Financing comes in. They're a family-owned business that's been helping people just like you get into better financial shape for over 20 years. They're honest with you. There are never any upfront or hidden fees, and if they can't help you, they're going to tell you that. They did that with Stu, as a matter of fact, at one point. And then I think he just got a loan with him this time. Please, I urge you, take a little bit of time out of your busy day to give him a call and let their mortgage consultants do a free review of your finances. You're going to be glad that you did. Call American Financing at 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or go to AmericanFinancing.net. All right. It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn today, 888-727-BECK. It'd just be nice if everybody wasn't so sensitive now. Everybody is so easily crushed or offended. I mean, can we not just grow up a little bit and toughen up a little bit?
Right.
Really? I mean, the things that we're all going through right now, white people are fair game at this point. But we got to have pretty thick skin. So maybe others should have thicker skin as well. You know, when
I don't disagree with that, but I just heard you get a little upset over hashtag bike back to Utah.
The Baylor fans
were saying to the BYU fans.
Am I crying about it, though? Am I crying?
No, I am not crying. No, you're not.
Did I take the day off? Did I go home and seek a safe space?
Do you need a personal day?
Am I in a safe room right now? No. No. I'm here somehow getting through the show. You know, this was amazing to me the other day when John Gruden got fired.
Oh, my God.
The day the email came out.
Yes.
Okay, this is his personal private email that he sent to people
who are
his friends, right?
Yes.
And one of them mentioned there was an insult for blacks. One of them, there was an insult for gays. There was an insult. I mean, he was saying things he shouldn't have said. But on the other hand, we shouldn't have heard any of it.
Correct.
Right? It wasn't intended for anybody else's consumption.
Correct. And, you know, Goodell got butt hurt.
Yes.
When he saw his name in a couple emails, so that's when he okayed, when you're done looking at the Washington football team emails, we're going to look at the other 650,000 emails to find out if anything more bad was said about me.
Maybe you should. Let's look at every single coach's private emails to everybody.
All of them. Open them all up.
Yeah, open it up. But on that day, because he was so crushed, Carl Nassib, who is a defensive, I think he's a defensive end, right?
Defensive tackle,
the Raiders.
Defensive lineman, yeah.
And he's gay. He just came out as gay. Nobody cares. It's fine. Everybody's fine with it. But because Gruden said something about homosexuals in general, he had to take the day.
He needed a personal day.
He needed a personal day. He took a personal day off. Wait, what? It wasn't even said to you. What do you mean?
Plus, you play in the National Football League.
I know, right? Well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean he can't be hurt.
Oh, okay.
He was allowed. In fact, one of his teammates said he was allowed to go home and grieve in his own way. He's grieving over an email that John Gruden wrote about somebody else, not him.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. I mean,
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It truly is unbelievable.
Seriously, I don't care if you're in the cis community, the straight community,
right,
the LGBTQIAA2+ community. We all need to toughen up
just a tad.
Come on.
And at one time, he sent a picture, or at least was on an email chain, mm-hmm, where pictures showed up of topless females. Now, one of the people on that email was Ed Drosty. I don't know who started Hooters. So big surprise that that email chain was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
oh, man.
I don't know how many people got a personal day because of that email, but.
I need one, I think. I think I need one right now. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Now, between this and the Baylor thing, I don't know if I can get through the show.
Frankly. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's bad.
Oh, baby.
It's bad.
It'll be okay.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn was just talking about one of his commercials, about the warm glow of the fire.
Right, the burr in the air, the dip in the air.
Chilly here in autumn. And he's so right. When it gets down to 85 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, need that fire to take the chill off, don't you?
You do.
Now, it's only going to be 85.
Burr. Now you're going to need a sweater.
I'm cold. It's cold.
It's going to warm up this weekend, though, burr. Because it's going to be in the upper 80s this weekend.
Yeah,
so you'll be fine.
88 on Saturday.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
So you maybe won't need the fire on Saturday, but for today at 85, you definitely want to fire that thing up. So autumn just isn't the same in Texas, is it?
I don't care. I mean, I lived in Florida for a bunch of years, and we didn't necessarily have it in Florida.
No, that's true.
So,
but New York,
yeah, when we
and
lived
Connecticut,
in the Northeast,
that was nice. It was fun.
It?
I loved
was
it.
Nice?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love the changes.
My wife does too.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a good place for both of you to be.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're going to banish me back to the east?
Yeah, it's a good place for both of you to be.
And your wife?
I loved it.
Wait, you're going to banish your wife?
Yeah,
I'll
miss her. You were talking about the Thomas Jefferson statue. I love the quotes from the Congress people and the assemblymen who were,
in New York.
Are all happy about it. The husband and wife team, the barons. Councilman Inez Barron, she was saying that we're not being revisionist. We're not waging a war on history. We're saying that we want to make sure that the total story is told.
Like,
do you, Inez?
Like, we haven't heard the total story, right? Has anybody ever hidden the fact that Thomas Jefferson had slaves? Nobody's ever hidden that fact. I learned that in first grade. Come on.
And hubby Assemblyman Charles Barron, when we remove this statue, we're making a step in the right direction for erasing honoring of those who murdered and raped us.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thomas Jefferson did not murder or rape
anyone.
Nor did he have a bunch of children with Sally Hemings. That didn't happen.
I mean, that's been
proven.
Well,
they did DNA tests. Yeah, the DNA test, you know what that showed back in 97 or 98? It showed that it was one of 27 Jefferson men. One of 27. And much more likely, either his brother or his nephew. Thomas Jefferson, at the time, nobody believed it because his contemporaries knew him and they knew his character. And they tried to slander him with that back then. And it didn't take hold back then because they knew he wouldn't do that. And so
it was some campaign and they were putting it in the town newspaper or whatever, trying to slander
John
him
Adams
with
tried to slander him. With it. Yeah. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were, of course, really close friends until they ran against each other and then not so much. And then the
campaign brought it down.
Yeah, a little bit. And then later on, they repaired it like. Much later on, I think it was 15 or 18 years later, they started writing back and forth to each other to the point where, they died on the same day, right? And they had just written to each other. And John Adams' last words were, Thomas Jefferson lives. And then he died.
And then he died too.
Yeah, and then he died.
So,
but Thomas Jefferson had died an hour before that. So it wasn't a true statement.
No, it was a lie.
Yeah. John Adams' last sentence was a lie. We better tear down his statues,
Thank you. Oh, we're getting to that.
And is it a coincidence? Okay, Jefferson and Adams die on the same day. And what is that day? July 4th, 1826. The 50-year anniversary of the United States of America. Isn't that something?
That is.
Coincidence?
That is.
I think not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's intended. That's some kind of divine thing that happened there.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. And now here
couldn't
we are.
Be there about the same age and
no,
live the
had nothing
same
to do
kind
with that.
Life
nothing
and travel.
To do with that. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Okay.
They hadn't whatever. Seen each other in years, and they just happened to die on July 4th, 50 years later.
Yes, they just happened to die on to. Those days. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Whatever. But to me, what we need to do is start calling this what it is, and that's founder's phobia. Because everything that they don't like that is, you know...
I love that.
That is supposedly against trans people, and it's not even supposedly... It's not against that. You don't mean it like that, but that's transphobia.
Yes.
Or homophobia, or Islamophobia, or you name it, it's a phobia. So let's just start calling this founder's phobia. That you're afraid of the founders, and they are, of course, because they can't live up to them. And because they can't live up to them, they
gotta
have to bring them down
yeah.
to their level. And then, you know, you can't insist that they be any better than they are. And it discredits the Constitution and our founding documents because these are the people who are responsible for them. So don't tell me about the Constitution. That was written by a bunch of white, rich slave owners. So that they can throw that out all the time.
I love it. Founders phobia. It's all good, you know, because obviously, instead of looking up, it's easier to tear down, right? I mean,
yep.
That's the plan. That's definitely the plan because, yep. I mean, we see there was just an article the other day about Americans. You know what you need to do is lower your expectations.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what
I saw
you
that.
Need to do is lower your
yeah.
expectations.
Okay, we all got spoiled by the supply chain
yes.
thing. You know, it's not that big. Stop whining. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yes.
It's broken.
Do yourselves a favor.
Yeah. Get used
lower
to it.
Lower your expectations.
Yeah, just get used to it. Just get used to not having things on the shelf. Get used to not having food in the pantry and thus on your table. Yeah. Get used to not making as much money as you used to. Don't worry about it. Get used to America just not being quite right. Okay?
Yes. Thank
and
you.
Then, and then you won't be disappointed when things get even worse.
Because they're not going to get worse, right?
Well,
they're not,
yes,
they're not
they
going to get worse.
Probably a little worse before they get better. Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
But the good thing in that statement is they will get better.
They will get better one day. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they will. That's the good news. But will we be around for it? I'm not sure. I hope so.
Oh, boy. That seems longer than I wanted.
Yeah.
Longer to get better than I really wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how we're already, originally it was, we'll get that supply chain bottleneck taken care of and next year be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then
clean that up by the end of this year.
No,
now it's
sometime,
next
year. Sometime in 20. You know what? It's probably going to be 2023.
That's
before
what they're
we
saying.
Get this, before we get
That's
this
what they're
thing
saying now.
So, I know.
So yeah, get used to it. Yeah. Okay. You might have a shortage of a few things, but you don't really need them anyway. Toilet paper? Who needs that? Use your hand. So go outside and find a leaf.
If you can find one, because
yeah,
there's not any trees
one.
Anymore, thanks to climate change. But if you can find a leaf.
If you can find a leaf, use that, you know, whatever. I don't know.
We're going to go ahead. Maybe your neighbors have recycled some paper towels mm-hmm. or some toilet paper you guys mm-hmm. can share like that. Get mm-hmm. together, a little co-opting of the neighborhood. But lower your expectations. Don't think there's going to be new, fresh merchandise around.
Right.
Don't do that.
Well, you're spoiled because this hasn't been a third world nation until recently. And now okay, you're just going to see what it's like to be a third world nation. So,
because we're the evil Americans.
Right. And we deserve this comeuppance. We deserve
right.
it.
Right. We've lived high on the hog too long. There's no more hog, my friend.
Now, America's chickens
are coming home
to roost.
Amen. Amen, Brother Pat. Amen.
Hallelujah. There you go. So
it's
we'll
not
see.
Funny.
It's not funny.
It really pisses
it's
me
really
off.
It's really not funny.
Honest.
And, you know, as a small business owner myself, I see the effect it's having because there are ingredients for our cookie company, which, by the way, we do have the cookies in stock right now.
Is there a way that someone could order those cookies?
Yeah, you could go to keksi.com, K-E-K-S-I.com, and order delicious cookies. Like, we've got the pumpkin right now, you know, for the pumpkin spice thing, because everything has to be
next time, next time I'm in a McDonald's parking lot, I'll log on to keksi.com.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. And maybe try the, I highly recommend the cinnamon roll cookie.
Yeah, that was, I have actually eaten the cinnamon roll cookie. Oof. And I recommend it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I recommend you, in fact, giving it to me is what I recommend more than anything.
But anyway, we've already noticed that there are some ingredients you just can't get. Or it takes a long time. It takes a much longer time to get them than it did before.
The good news is, with a lot of those products taking longer to get, is that they cost more too.
Exactly.
So, right. Good.
Yes, you've got the inconvenience of waiting a long time for them when you need them right now. But also, they're three times the
yes.
price. So that's great too.
Well, quit your whining. You're getting really it, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, sort of. We're getting it, all right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely getting it. And I love this administration. It's a supply thing. But more people want it. Everybody's products out there.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to work the opposite way.
I know.
I realize that's old school American thinking. So I know I need to lower my expectations. Mm-hmm. But if I don't lower my expectations, I thought that when the demand was up on something, the price went down. I mean, I don't think that anymore. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Sorry.
No. If the supply is not meeting the demand, then the price would obviously go up.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Yes.
But if you have a bunch of a product,
yeah, a lot of it,
right,
mm-hmm, and less demand, then the price should go down.
Way down.
Yeah, it should. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the good thing. We might soon see bread lines in America. And of course, in the past, we've heard that's a really, that's a good thing.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Right.
Wait.
See the logic there in Bernie Sanders? Food lines are a good thing? just like a Marxist. Yeah, food lines, that's a really good thing.
Uh-huh. We are doomed.
To communists, that is a good thing.
We are doomed. What are you talking about? We're letting you stand in line for bread.
You're going to get it, right? Just wait in line long enough. 888-727 Beck.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do American Financing, NMLS. What is that? I got to do the disclaimer.
You don't
for
have that memorized
Finance.
By now?
I don't.
Holy cow.
I don't. I know. It's American Financing, NMLS, 182334, www.consumeraccess.org.
There's still time to make a positive impact on your budget before the end of the year. And if you're wondering how, the answer could be as simple as taking a look at your mortgage percentage rate. You might think your mortgage is fine as it is, and it could be. Or it could be better than fine. It could be working for you and saving you more money every single month. And maybe you're happy with 4%. Maybe you're happy with 3.8%. But it could be much less than that, and you could pay less money for your mortgage. The best way I know how is to find out is to give the mortgage consultants at American Financing a call and let them do a free mortgage review for you. If you can lower your percentage rate through a refinance, you could end up saving hundreds of dollars a month, maybe as much as $1,000. American Financing is the only lender that we endorse because we believe in them. They don't pressure you. There are never any upfront or hidden fees. Instead, they get to know you and find out how best to save you money so that your financial house is as stable as it can be. So call American Financing today. Call them at 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440, or go to AmericanFinancing.net. Have you noticed that Jon Stewart and Bill Maher and even Russell Brand, some of these really famous, extreme left-wing guys, are making some actual sense lately?
Yes.
I think the left has gone so far left that if you have any common sense in your body left, you just can't abide it. It's like, okay, I got to say something now. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Jon Stewart on CNN the other day talked about how stupid some of the things are that they're doing, and especially in California where they've done the gender neutral toy law.
Yeah.
Where starting in, is it 2023?
Most of those new laws are supposed to kick in the next couple of years.
If you have a department store that sells toys, you must have a gender neutral section where they're neither for boys nor girls. Nor G's, nor Jim's, nor Jers. I don't know. Whatever gender you are, there's 97 of them. After all, I can't name them all.
Right.
But he said...
We have the Jon Stewart clip, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think we have Jon.
Yeah, here's what he said.
Debate going on right now in the Democratic Party about how to appeal to voters in 2022. There are a lot of social issues getting a lot of attention. Governor Gavin Newsom in California just signed a law. Mm-hmm. Requiring gender-neutral toy sections in stores. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of debate across the country, not all of it well-informed, about critical race theory and how race is taught in schools. Do you have concerns about how these debates are taking place? Obviously, I'm not talking about how they're depicted in right-wing media, because it doesn't matter what the Democrats do or liberals do for right-wing media to lie about it. But there are a number of independent voters who might not understand what's going on.
Yeah. I mean,
John, stop listening.
There are a lot of things a lot of people don't understand. And it's something's either right and common sense. I mean, I do think there are ways to accomplish some of these goals in ways that, but you can't govern to the lowest common denominator. You can't, I think, one of the difficulties, and again, it's with the way that the lens through which we view everything is based on, and what will that mean for the midterms? Or what? I saw a great headline in Politico as Afghanistan was descending into chaos in that final week. And the headline in Politico, this is the top line headline, the one with the 40, you know, point font, whatever it was. It said, why Afghanistan may not matter in the midterms. And then the subhead was, and why it might.
They have a point.
But that's our journalism, right, man? Isn't that like, how many times have you seen stories about the battle over masks? That's the Karen yelling in the store and the people throwing them out and all that. And how many stories have we seen about the efficacy of masks or the why or the actual, like, there are some, but the overwhelming majority of stories seek to expose the conflict lines.
But do you think it's all about the media? There isn't anything to the degree of that sometimes activists on the left risk.
Okay, we don't have time for the whole long-winded Jake Tapper.
No, we do not.
Question soliloquy. So
he does that really well, though.
Yeah, he does.
Not really, though.
Stewart goes on to talk about the gender neutral story, and who cares about that? Why are we talking about something that stupid?
You can't govern to the lowest common denominator. Yeah,
and he's right. He also said, hey, maybe it's time to stop bashing Trump all the time and demonizing Trump all the time. The guy hasn't been in the White House for almost a year now. Can we stop with that? Well, he's getting bludgeoned by the left for that. But he's making some sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Never thought I'd say that, but Jon Stewart's making some sense. So is Bill Maher.
And Russell Brand.
And so is Russell Brand. All right, 888-727-BECK. More of the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy coming up.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Now, welcome. Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn Beck on the Glenn Beck Program. You can listen to my show, Pat Gray Unleashed, every weekday morning from 7 to 9 Eastern, 6 to 8 Central Time, live or anytime wherever you get your podcasts, wherever free podcasts are sold. Same with Jeffy's. He also has the Chewing the Fat.
Absolutely. Thing. Daily podcast, Chewing the Fat. You can get that wherever free podcasts are sold.
What's really cool, too, is you can subscribe to this fabulous network. And then when you do, you can see both of our shows. Well, I don't know. Is your show... It's not on. It's not actually video. Right?
To, There's no charging, video at I'm not this. Charging people right. to see Chewing the Fat. I thought we covered that already. No, I'm not. But, I don't want to have to fight with right, you about right. this.
No,
all we right? didn't.
No, I
mean,
no.
now you.
No, I think it's great.
All right.
I think it's great that you care so much about, you know, the people who want to view your show or listen to it, that you've fought hard to keep that price down. And I think that's really admirable. So congratulations on that.
I tell you, I almost believe you. Okay, so I'm just going to let it go.
we were talking about CNN a few minutes ago, Jon Stewart's appearance on CNN. That network's in trouble, man.
Boy, no kidding.
It's, I mean, the latest ratings that have come out are unreal for them.
Their latest primetime rating, the primetime lineup, which obviously Tapper is part of it that we just watched with Jon Stewart, 661,000 people.
On average, yeah.
Ooh.
Really bad. I mean, really, really bad.
More people are using the McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes. By far.
Yes.
By far. In fact, Brian Stelter show, Brian Stelter being one of the bigger douchebags around, he actually lost on the cable net, on the cable channels to...
He had the lowest rated week of the year. In 2554 demo.
And he lost to...
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls. A Golden Girls repeat, obviously.
Wait.
That's 35 now, years old?
There isn't a new Golden Girls
No, there's
Girls
no new Golden
produced.
Girls being produced right now. It's not like season 732 of The Golden Girls.
There's probably only... there might be one or two still alive, right? And The Golden
Well,
Girls?
Betty White's alive.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She's what, 99?
Yeah, she turns 100
yeah.
in January.
Yeah. So he lost to the Golden Girls. I mean, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's now, you know what? You send somebody out to the transmitter. You tell them to find the power switch and tell them to hit off and just shut that thing down. It's not worth the electricity you're spending.
Hey, there you go.
There goes CNN.
There you go. Done.
Right there, CNN.
Now, I will say they did, you
shut
know,
it off.
Sure, 661,000 viewers average, you know, in the primetime sounds, you know,
catastrophic.
Not good.
Yeah.
But they did beat the NBA Finals viewership.
Or the WNBA. WNBA. Yeah. Whoa, did they really?
So, I mean, they,
you
got,
know
they,
how,
have, they have victory there.
You know how intensely popular the WNBA is. Now, this was, of course, the WNBA final featuring the
two teams that were playing in the finals.
Yeah,
why are you
yeah.
saying it like that? They play two teams play each other.
Oh,
that's how it works.
I just had a mind blank for some reason. I don't know why, because I'm so excited every time the NBA WNBA finals are on. But it was the Chicago Sky versus the Phoenix something or others.
Okay.
You know,
is that what they call themselves? The,
yes,
Phoenix,
the Phoenix
something
or
others?
That's exactly what their name is.
Kind of a strange
They went
name.
Kind of the Washington football team direction
right.
for some reason.
Right. Phoenix yeah. something or others.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
And so the Chicago Sky won and had a massive celebration.
They did.
On the streets of
they
Chicago.
Did.
It looked a little Look something this. Like this. Look at that.
Look
what,
at that.
What you're seeing if you're not watching the radio show on Blaze TV. Is a bunch of trucks driving down the road with the Phoenix Sky team and
that's Chicago
supporters.
Right?
Oh yeah, the Chicago Sky.
How dare you?
Chicago Sky supporters and about four people watching the parade.
No, there's out Pat. There's tens of people there.
People in the parade outnumber people watching the parade by about 1,000 to 1.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Can't they have the celebration like at the park or wherever they play? Wherever the WNBA plays, it just so it looks like they've got a. So mm-hmm. when 10 people show mm-hmm. up, it looks like, oh, there's a lot here.
Right. That's what they should do, but That isn't what they did do. So it was unfortunate.
Because they have to be equal, and we're all about equity.
Yeah.
So when the Bulls won their championships, plural, I remember those parades. You know,
are you saying there were more people at the Chicago Bulls
that showed up?
Huh,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
That surprises me.
Michael Jordan walks down the street today. He gathers more people than that.
Oh, no question. By a lot.
Yes.
Jeez. I don't know. What keeps him going? Well.
Oh, the NBA.
The
definitely.
NBA yes. keeps them going.
Absolutely.
The NBA makes something like $9 billion a year. The WNBA makes something like $50 million a year.
I bet it's less than that. I bet it's less than that. Seriously. I mean, I don't know that.
Seems like, because I've looked this up before.
Wow. And,
but maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Maybe it was 500 people. Or $500. It might have been $500. Like one person contributed a dollar each.
I mean, I guess they...
To the WNBA cause. Are you seeing any numbers?
I guess they have.
Let's look up WNBA revenue.
Yeah, that sucks.
See, I'm not... The fact is, I'm not that interested in the NBA anymore.
I know.
Let alone the WNBA.
I know. So, yeah, it says here $60
million. $60 million? Okay, I was close.
So,
it
was more than 50.
And
that's what you're saying, so.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
You find it hard to believe?
I find that
the WNBA
hard to
has revenue of $60 million?
No. No, I'm sorry. No. Now, maybe they have some pity sponsors.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of the NBA?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But no. There's no way. Okay. All right. Congratulations. Good
yes,
for
congratulations.
You. Good for you.
On your revenue. It's incredible.
Good for you.
You know, it's the same with the women's soccer thing. You know, they keep claiming they should make as much as the men because we're more successful. Yeah, you win more games. There's no doubt about that. You're a higher ranked team. They're number one in the world.
Yeah.
The men are not. But who brings in the revenue? You've got to look at that. And even the U.S. Soccer Association is not saying that. They're not saying, hey, look, we'll pay you the same. When you bring in the same revenue, doesn't that make sense?
It does. It does. Even for those college kids. You played it this morning on Pat Unleashed.
Oh, my gosh.
From Campus Reform.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's all about
equity.
Don't
mess with our sports team.
It's all about equity.
Don't do it. Yes, we want diversity.
Except.
In fact, you got to watch this. This is Campus Reform going out to the campus of the University of Florida on game day, asking about diversity quotas. Check this out.
Talking first about diversity just in general, do you think diversity should be a factor in hiring decisions and in college admissions processes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably they should probably have diversity quotas for like college admissions and a bunch of other things. I think they already have quotas though, but like those are definitely a good thing.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I think it's an absolute necessity.
Yeah, everyone should have an equal part in anywhere, really.
As a first generation college student from a Hispanic household, it's very important.
Should we develop diversity quotas for, you know, the workplace or for college admissions? How they usually work is if a population is 35% Hispanic, then the school in that region, I guess, would also have to be 35% Hispanic in its student population to reflect the demographics of the larger community. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, I would support that.
You're
yeah,
right.
Totally yeah, see, how about that? I'm surprised.
Sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, Sam, I think it definitely should be taken into account.
No,
absolutely.
Yes.
There should be more diversity in basically every single field.
So what about diversity quotas on sports teams, college sports teams? Do you guys think?
No, I think that should be skill-based.
No, not, not there. Silly. That's skill-based.
We want to win no matter like what you are.
Probably not. I feel like it should be based off talent. Not. That's something that's a little bit different.
With sports,
it's less important.
More emphasis placed on ability. Sports is different than college. Sports is not the same. I mean, talent is talent.
I don't think we should. Sports is about like getting the best players for your team. And I don't think we should focus on which race or ethnicity to get.
I think a diversity quota for any sports team, it doesn't make much sense. It
doesn't make
much
sense.
No.
just let the skills shine, and whoever's the best player deserves to be on the team.
Obviously, with sports, it's talent first over anything.
Obviously.
I did some research about the demographics here at UF. We're going to put this into like a hypothetical situation. So 50% of students here are white. This is from 2019. 19% are Hispanic, 8% are Asian, and 5% are African American. If we were to apply that quota to the offensive lineup for the Florida Gators football
Here's
team,
what it looks like.
This is what the lineup would look like.
Okay. And that's
bunch of whiteies, couple of Latinos, two Asians, and one black person.
We're gonna say no on that.
That doesn't work.
I mean, I guess you could say like more skilled people should get into schools too. I guess what I said could kind of be applied both.
We'd probably
because
we recruit like based on skill, and if we recruited based on diversity, then
then
we'd probably be worse.
I see nothing wrong with
but
the
that's
current.
That's what we supported 1 minute ago.
I think it's perfectly fine. If they're the best players fit for the job, then they deserve the spot.
I don't necessarily think that it's a bad thing that these people are just better at the sports that they play.
Better.
I mean, it'd definitely be different. When's the last time you saw a prominent Asian in football?
Does this kind of change your mind about diversity quotas in other sectors, like the workplace, like college admissions? If we're talking about being the best in sports, shouldn't we also be talking about being the best in the workplace, being the best company, being the best college, the best university, regardless of anyone's race?
Yeah, I think it was a good
idea.
If you're recruiting athletes based on their skill level, maybe you should admit students based on their scores and their academic merit more so than diversity.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit, because I just didn't think about it. I guess
that's your problem.
Schools, but not sports.
You didn't think.
Make a good argument for why. My reason for school would be the same for sports, basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
This is 1 minute
really didn't
later.
Think about diversity too much, and like college admissions or workplace.
Sure.
Yeah, I think like now that I think about it.
Right. Now that you think.
Sports like versus college admissions.
Wish you would have done that before.
Skill always comes first. I don't necessarily think quotas are the way to go. I know they're unconstitutional.
Oh, really?
Wait. I feel like that's just counterintuitive.
You did
to
1 minute ago.
To admit anybody or do anything.
Yeah.
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 I mean.
Yeah. I mean. You know,
you want
skill.
The best. It doesn't really matter. What a person's race is, who they are, whatever. Like,
it's kind of complete opposite of what I just said to you. But yeah, really. You're right. You know, it's interesting when you think about a problem, the difference that can make than when some professor or teacher is just telling you that diversity is good. And so you instantly believe it without putting 1 second of thought into it.
That does change things.
It does.
Does
you know what? That makes sense.
It does make sense. Give
now.
You a different perspective.
Yeah, it does. I think about it differently.